Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 77. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are...
Joseph F.
Justin.
Megan.
Donnie.
Matt.
Matt forgot what he was doing. So I figured we had some good books come out last week. We figured we'd talk about them, and then also the Bleeding Cool 100 came out. So we figured maybe we'd just kind of flip through this, see if we agree. So maybe I can explain who some of the people are. I haven't read it, so I can't really give you in detail stuff or explain the orders, but that's an interesting picture. Okay. So first thing I thought, the big book that came out last week was Spider-Man 698 with the big reveal. So spoilers, there's going to be I guess we'll just spoiler... warning the whole thing.
We'll spoil it this way.
Yeah, it's been a week. If you don't know by now, you're never going to know. Yeah, but basically, it was revealed that it is not Doc Ock that is dying. It's actually Peter Parker in Doc Ock's decaying body. And however will he get out of it? Dun dun dun. And we don't know because they still have this mysterious Superior Spider-Man number one. So we don't know quite what that means either. So does Peter somehow get out of it and amp up his powers? Those aren't free.
Just for reference.
I was going to look over Joe's shoulder. So I thought that was pretty good. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was just going to be something where Doc Ock like revealed his identity for the 42,000th time, but it actually was different. Different than I expected. So that's always good. It's
Wait,
always
do you know who Doc Ock is?
No, but the idea was that he was going to be giving away Peter's secret identity.
Oh, again.
So that's not anything new. But so it definitely was a twist. Just the timing of the next few issues seems a little odd.
I also thought it was neat that they showed me who's the guy that's getting his own book?
Morbius.
Morbius was in jail, was in the raft
when
they were walking
and
through.
He wouldn't... Oh, wait, never mind. I'm going on to the next issue. I won't give away anything.
I just thought it was funny that he's walked like they're walking through. The guy's getting his own book, so you know he's going to be free. But there he is in the background.
Yeah, but I just find it interesting that we have 699 for the next one, which is the middle of the story. But then you have 699.1, which is actually a Morbius issue one, and then we get 700, where it's going to be four or five different stories instead of just it's not so much an anniversary book, but the end of Amazing Spider-Man.
The end of an era.
Yeah, for all of a year, and then they'll renumber.
What do you think the chances are that Doc Ock is going to stay in Spider-Man's body?
Well, we don't know, because they keep talking about the new Spider-Man, and I just, personally, I don't know if I want to read Spider-Man with Doc Ock, as a new ongoing series. Mm-hmm. If it was a story arc in the current Spider-Man, that's one thing. But for this being the foundation of a new ongoing series, I just don't know if that... interest me enough to want to read it.
Do you think that Dan Slott's Twitter accident was an accident, or do you think he was just trying to...
I think he was just trying to mess
red herring
people.
Red herring people, because he basically
because he knows people are watching and reading every word
it was
says.
Like at whoever the artist is, hey, Miguel should see this or whatever.
Yeah. And but I mean,
Miguel's eyes do a certain thing when he gets mad.
Yeah, it could still be that. It could be instead of Miles Morales, it's going to be Miguel, Mahoney or something.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I thought it was supposed to be...
No, but I doubt they would do that, because how many current readers know 2099 characters?
Time travel, baby.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, is that enough to make people now excited? Oh, it's going to be 2099 Spider-Man.
It's Spider...
I'm going to say...
Spider-Man wasn't that now. A million seller back in the day?
What?
It's Spider-Man now.
Right, but I'm just saying, the people that might be interested in that character...
Aren't around
reading.
He
was
in a couple of video games recently.
Unless they're looking for lapsed readers that may be familiar from the video games or from those million sellers.
But I think the risk of taking away your core Spider-Man audience might be a bigger risk.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I'd equate it, if it does end up being Doc Ock Spider-Man, I'd order it about the same where I'm selling Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll be about the same interest. It's not going to be Spider-Man interest, because it's not Peter Parker. It's not, That was the thing that made Spider-Man Spider-Man was Peter Parker. He was a normal kid with all his normal problems and everything. I don't know if I want to read Doc Ock.
I don't think it'll be Doc Ock.
I don't either, but... So.
I don't think it'll be Peter. I just don't think it'll be Doc Ock.
Yeah, I just don't know what it's going to be, but... I just hope they don't take 2 years to reveal who it is like they did with Red Hulk.
Oh, I totally lost interest in that before they revealed.
I don't know if we'll get to the previews tonight, but I was just flipping through, and I said, well, right on the cover of the Marvels thing is a new Nova by Jeff Loeb, and I'm like, oh, great. We don't know who this is. It's not Richard Rider. We'll know 2 years from now.
Is it Jeff Loeb and Ed McGuinness?
Yes.
Wow, what a shock.
Yeah, so we'll know in 2 years who this Nova character is, if anybody's reading. Which is kind of what happened to Red Hulk.
Ryder.
I don't think so.
Ronnie Ryder.
Robbie.
His
Robbie
brother. Ryder. I don't know. Somebody told me he was missing a finger or a hand or something. So, I don't know.
I thought it was the kid that was on the TV show.
I thought Nova died?
Is that Richard Ryder?
Richard Ryder's the one who died.
Did he die or was he stuck in Thanos the cancer verse with Thanos? Right. Who also got better, apparently.
What?
Yeah, he's back.
What issue was that?
Avengers Assemble.
Oh, I don't really think that that counts. Does it count?
Of course it does.
Uh-huh. Everything counts.
It's got Nick Fury Jr. Jr. and Cheese is in that. So
Cheese.
So it doesn't
count. It's got to count, man.
Agent Coulson, baby.
Cheese. Okay, so we'll see where that goes. I hope it's good. That was quite a twist, though. I have to say, I did not expect that.
I didn't expect that either.
Okay,
now it doesn't make it good. Just because it was something new doesn't
right.
make it.
That's true.
I know.
Because to be honest, I didn't like the whole issue leading up to the last three pages. It was boring. It was going through a day in the life of Peter Parker, and I'm sitting here going, "This is this book that I should have ordered 400 copies of. I'm not seeing it."
But what,
so.
What got me though is he was written very differently in that book. Like yeah. you could tell yeah. something was off.
Right.
Reading it. Whereas everything prior to that.
But I hadn't probably Peter. Read the previous 8 issues, so I didn't know.
But he'd been written
yeah.
normally.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I mean.
But reading it, coming into it from there, I didn't know, you know.
Yeah, and that issue.
Maybe that's just how he was.
He was like a lot of swag. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go date MJ again. And I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah, and he's winking at the chicks. Like, yeah. that's not Peter Parker. That's
no.
never been.
I miss the winking at the chicks reading it.
MJ goes to get her coat or something.
Oh, I know.
Like
I read about it, but reading
like, hey,
the issue,
or
I'm
or
just.
Something like that.
The answer's no.
Sexy baby.
I just thought. Oh,
now we're not
about it. No. I just felt like the reveal of him not being Peter Parker anymore. I felt like it was almost like soap opera-ish. Like, you are the father, Drake. Like,
yeah.
I just was like, it just, I don't know. It just made me cringe. It was just so, here's this drama line and cut. I don't know.
Scene. Okay.
And scene.
Okay, let's move on to Matt's favorite book of the week. The new Captain America number one with his favorite artist.
Oh boy, he is my favorite artist. There were no 10-year-old girls in this.
Oh.
10-year-old boy.
It's a baby.
10-year-old Steve Rogers, who looked remarkably like Hit Girl. Or no, he looked like Kick-Ass. That was my problem reading the beginning of that book, is it
yeah.
just it looked so much like Kick-Ass that I had a hard time, you know, just.
Barring the art, I thought it was okay, but I don't know after what have we had, 8 years of
right.
Brubaker doing
noir
crime
yeah.
action hero.
That now we get.
And then we had some really failed Brubaker doing
yeah.
alternate universe
yeah.
crap. And now we're going to have Remender doing
alternate
universe sci-fi kind of. And I'm like.
You didn't like how he got to the alternate universe, though? Getting on the mysterious subway train?
Well,
like he was a commuter? That was. What?
Well, it's like only one of you can go. Like, what is this, the boat to hell? Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
do I have to take 2 gold pieces?
Like Chronicles of Narnia. What was that from? Where all
yeah.
the kids got in the
right. Yeah, it just. That whole mechanism for him going there. I'm just
no,
reading it going,
yeah,
what?
There's a different one where they
okay. I just don't know how that's going to work for people. I mean, I thought it was an okay issue.
Yeah, and that huge thing they stuck into his chest and he just pulled it out and ran off. I'm sitting here going, have you ever heard of a sucking chest wound? Yeah.
Don't take the train.
But he's got the super soldier formula.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that didn't even dawn on me that he was like Harry Potter getting on the train.
That's what we're talking
about.
Side conversation.
That's okay.
Sidebar.
I heard a little bit of it, so that was good. But yeah, I mean, the first time flipping through it, I wasn't happy because I didn't take time to read the beginning. It was okay.
Yeah, it didn't.
I'm not big on Captain America on
but
some
when
other.
When has that ever been good? Like Cap Wolf with Mark.
Yeah, Grunwald.
Grunwald. I mean, that was cool. The first Mad Bomb stuff was cool, but
yeah
not into sci-fi Cap all that much.
Now, for a book that I had zero interest
in.
Oh
yeah, that was good.
I was pleasantly shocked with the Indigestible Hulk.
Indigestible Hulk.
I was trying to tell somebody I couldn't come up with the word, so that one came up. So that's just not what I call it.
Zantac.
Why can't you just call him Incredible Hulk? Why do you have to come up with some different adjective? You know,
it's
like it's the goofy X-Men instead
but
of Uncanny.
Hulk, Agent of Shield.
Well, not officially, is it? I mean, it's going to be right. That was a subtext.
Right.
But no, I thought I read the first three issues of the Jason Aaron run and gave up because I just didn't care. And nothing, looking back on it, there was nothing there, even when the art changed to something really bizarre, and I just had no interest in it. So I came to this one going, I haven't liked Hulk really since Planet Hulk. I'll give it a shot, but I don't have a lot of faith. And
you
I thought
like World
it was,
War Hulks?
I did not like World War Hulks. I thought that went around in circles.
Wait, World
and
War
never...
Hulk or Hulks?
World War Hulk I did not care for because I did not like the end of the slap like... fight between Banner and the depowered Sentry. I thought that was a little weak.
Yeah.
Mm. World War Hulks just went around in circles, never going anywhere. And so I gave up on all that. So I went to this going, I don't really care. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I loved it. The artwork was good.
I mean, Wade has a track record of being good,
yep.
But you have to wonder, you know, I went into it wondering, you know, what are we going to get here? And I thought it was really good. I like the premise. I like everything about it.
I do, too.
So, yeah, looking forward to number two on that one.
So, did you read any of the previews? Not to spoil anything, but what did you think of Avengers 1?
I thought that was good. It was much better than I expected. I like the art. It's the guy who did the original Uncanny X-Force art.
Oh, okay.
And at first I didn't think it would fit, but I liked it. It was a little weird, but I liked how at the end he's gathering the new team. I liked it. It's Hickman, so...
Prepare
it's
for
almost,
a long ride.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, it's Morrison. Just don't expect to understand everything. But I didn't want to like it. I thought it was going to be dumb, but I liked it.
I have a feeling that's going to be one of those books that's either... a huge hit
or
a huge
FF.
Miss.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the two. Yeah. It's going to be great or it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. My only concern with it is it's Avengers. It's their flagship book. And nothing against Hickman, but he is sometimes a little out there. So,
well,
but,
yeah, and as soon as you see Hickman in space, you're like, oh, no,
yeah.
Really? Come on.
Well, yeah, but no, it was. I didn't mind it. There, you know, there's enough. You don't know. There's some bad guys, but you don't know, are they bad guys? Are they not bad guys?
Yeah.
What are they? The only thing I thought was very funny is the bad guy's name is Ex Nihilo, which is the same name as the bad guy from Dial H. I found that very interesting.
Hmm.
Which is a DC, a different company. So
crossover.
I doubt it, but it was just I just found that very. I'm like I'm reading the name, going, that's very familiar. Now in the bizarre world of Marvel shipping and previews, I get to read the digital previews 2 weeks ahead of time. I missed reading All New X-Men 2 that came out this week, but I did read All New X-Men 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. I wasn't a huge fan of the first one, only because I just, I don't know, a lot of
just
things didn't make
Marvel.
Sense. No,
it's
no.
Okay.
Oh, trust me, I hate somebody else worse.
I just being so nice on Marvel books right now.
But I really like number 3, so now I'm interested to read number 2. I did the same thing with Consequences, where I kind of read them out of order. But...
Did DC give you another FU?
No, same one.
Okay. Now,
still burns.
There was very... Well, it burns. It was interesting because I posted on the website the email that I sent to him yesterday afternoon, and I've gotten no response, which I find even more bizarre. Not
do
even
they typically get back to you?
They do, and I expected something like, you know, we appreciate your concern, yada, yada, yada. But yeah. I just read the notes while I was standing at the counter forever waiting for that guy, and somebody typed up the note. There was a conference call between the Comics Pro Board and DC, and one of the questions they asked was, you know, is there any chance they could do digital releases at 12:01 Thursday instead of Wednesday? And they said, no, that would give proprietary preference to print if they were to do that. And then we asked, why is it okay if they do it? It isn't giving it preference to digital by releasing at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday. And they surprisingly didn't have an answer. So,
well, are you allowed to be open at 12:01 a.m. now?
I'm not. I'm not allowed to sell print books before 9 a.m.
Huh. Really? Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So that
now,
that's
I didn't
that's
say any
the,
of that stuff, but I read the initial email,
yeah.
The response. As somebody who's not a retailer, I
right.
didn't see it as offensive. I mean, I could see
I
how.
Did.
Well, see, here's my problem.
Huh?
Here was my problem. Their note was in response to retailers going, "Hey, why is digital allowed to release at 12:01 a.m.?" And I have a copy of it, but it basically said, "We are committed to expanding the market." In different directions.
Right.
Okay.
No, it was the word
and
they used. They used, wasn't it the evolution?
Something like that. Or evolving.
Yeah, that was
okay.
The word that really bothered me.
Well, meaning without us.
Yeah.
Basically saying.
No.
I'm yes. Kidding. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we are cognizant of our new partner protocols. Basically saying we're going ahead and whatever the new people that we have want to do is what we're going to do.
So
I say that, but as a message to me, this isn't a press release.
Oh, right, no. But
this is a message directly to me saying, hey, why are you doing this? They turn around and say to us, we're going to do everything we can to cut you out of the picture because we want to do what our new people want to do. That's how I read it.
So, I mean, as a retailer, I get your point.
They're saying they're answering our question, and they're answering
business,
it that way.
You can't expect them to take a loss and lose revenue and lose customer base to make you happy.
Not at all.
And that, I mean, but they could have worded it better. But
That's really what I'm saying.
Well, Matt, I think I see what you're saying. And what I want to add to that is that there are so many comics retailers that don't measure up to Colin. And I think they should have said, hey, Colin, we know that you're out there pushing our product, and we are still going to take care of you, even though we're taking care of our new people selling.
But how do they take care of him?
They let him release the books at the same time.
By not selling them earlier digitally for less money. That's my problem.
Well, they
want
less money yet.
Today?
Yet.
Wait till next week.
Well, I mean,
now they, because what they said is that we, whatever Amazon wants to do, we agree to. That is what this email said.
They said we use their protocols. It didn't say that they will let them change the prices. It's just,
what does it say they want if they let them sell it before 9 hours before we can?
No, in all honesty, do you think having me sitting at home going, I can buy Batman at midnight or Batman at 9 a.m. is going to make me change from print to digital?
What if you can do it at noon on Tuesday?
And it's
$1.49.
You keep going to that price thing. They've never said they're changing the prices.
Right.
So that's
Amazon has never cut the price on a book from cover price.
They do, but that's an agreement they have with publishers.
No, it isn't. The publishers can't control the price.
But they can't control the bookstore either. Or here. You cut the price.
Right.
By 10%.
A little bit different.
For everybody. Wow.
They have no inventory.
Do they play by the same rules? Because it's digital. They don't have to worry about having inventory.
Correct.
I mean,
my price is set by DC.
True.
DC has no inventory cost on that stuff. They can sell whatever it is, and it's gravy to them.
I mean,
that's my concern.
I just say,
they dismiss us and dismiss our concerns completely.
No, that's not right. I don't think they handled it right. But I just think that you can't expect them to not evolve as a company.
I don't expect them not to evolve. But my problem was in answering a retailer question.
Yeah,
to answer it that way, why would you start your sentence with that? Why not say, I understand your concerns?
You failed public relations?
Yeah.
I mean,
that was my bigger problem. And just, it's the first step. And where does it go from here?
Well, I mean,
and just, they're basically told us we don't matter anymore.
The first step was day and date digital a year ago when they did the new 52.
We were worried.
And you jumped on board with the new 52 wholeheartedly. So,
right.
I mean,
and before the new 52, we were this worried.
Right.
We were talking to each other.
Well,
we were like, oh my God, the sky's falling.
That was the first shot across the bow.
Right.
Really.
But
at that
concern.
Time, they didn't tell us basically, F you don't matter. Basically, the whole message, somebody on my retailer message board said basically what they just told us was to sit down and shut up.
I mean, yeah, they got to be nice a little bit. They can't cut off the hand that fed them for so many years.
I think they are.
Right, because they've proven. So a year ago, they couldn't do that because digital was an unproven medium.
No, a year ago, they told us that they wouldn't release digital before print. They told me in February
what I'm saying
they would never release digital before print.
They couldn't screw you before they could prove digital is a valid substitute for you.
Right.
Now that they've seen digital as a valid mechanism for shipping books, now they can kind of say F you. I mean,
they can, but as I'm not going to carry Vixen and Vibe, let's see how it sells digitally.
Vixen's getting a book?
Vixen's getting its own book.
Sweet.
But that's what I said to them. I said, I don't think the new 52 would have been as successful without the retailers being at the forefront.
No, because they did a horrible job marketing the new 52.
That a TV commercial.
Yeah,
that was terrible and didn't
run
all that.
But still, where's Marvel's Marvel Now commercial?
Right. No, I'll give you that. But
where's the USA Today announcement for Marvel Now?
I'm sure there had to be one.
We missed it
because everybody reads USA Today.
Everyone
has somebody on some talk show at the very beginning of right when before it was really coming out. There was people on talk shows and things like that. But obviously not heavily publicized.
Jim Lee, Oprah, something recently. I thought.
I don't know, but recently
Jeff Johns.
But right now, that was part of what I said to him. I said, right now you have three books in the new previews that are going to need heavy hand selling.
Right.
You're not going to get it. I'm not going to promote Katana and Vibe and even this new Justice League of America with the C-list team.
Yeah.
So if I'm not here selling, if I'm just going to order 10 copies and hope to sell out as opposed to ordering 100 Justice Leagues, Are you going to make that up digitally? You know, are you going to sell 52 copies, you know, covers digitally? Because I'm not ordering them.
I can tell you one thing. If it got to the point where stuff was only digitally available, I'm just going to download it illegally.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the other point I was going to say is times out of 10, I could have all the books that came out today by 9 or 10 o'clock last night for free.
Right. And like I said, it's not so much that I'm concerned about the digital. I'm concerned about their attitude and the way they frame this message to us.
Yeah, they should.
Was not.
Yeah, that's totally ridiculous.
You know, they were telling us more about the problems with ingesting the other Amazon ingesting their product. I don't care how long it takes them to ingest.
We're experiencing your reaction to their reaction right now.
So, but I just found it very interesting that I thought it was a thought out email.
Well, I mean, so I just that whole ingesting thing is Amazon has to publish the stuff to the web. That's all they're talking about is let's make this available.
That was half of the email was talking about that. Like, and I'm sitting here. Well, it was only 5 paragraphs long.
Right.
But I'm sitting here going, why do I care about this?
We should call Stuart Schrapp.
I think that's part of their reason.
I emailed Stuart. He did not respond.
Ah, Stuart!
I'm just saying that's probably part of the reason is because Amazon basically said, hey, if you want us to sell it, you get it. We put it up and we put it up. It's just like Walmart has the power to go to, you know, Crest and say, we're only going to pay $1 or $2 as opposed to $1.50 like everybody else. You want it in Walmart? Great. If you don't, take it. I'll just sell, you know, Colgate or something, right? I mean, they have that kind of power, unfortunately, in the marketplace.
Yeah. Well, I understand that.
And it's going to screw mom-and-pop businesses just like Walmart does.
Right, but I just don't know if they're going to see the big benefits from that. Apparently they think they are, because I think they've really...
Time will tell.
...cutting off their nose to spite their face. I mean, I'm not going to not carry their books, but I'm not going to push their books like I did.
Are you going to order all 52?
Nope. I will order any ones that I'm requested to order. I'm going to order probably 25 of that.
America.
Of the original?
Yeah.
What is that? I didn't see
Justice League of
Justice
America
League
1.
Normal cover.
52 variants.
I will order any that are pre-ordered. Or if I can still get them later and you guys want a certain cover. But, I will, you know,
you
before this, I may have ordered, you know, 5 of each. But
you going to order any Pittsburgh ones? Pennsylvania ones?
Not for the shelf. I'll order anybody that anybody wants.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, basically, I'm not taking, like I said in my email, I'm not taking it, you know, since you're now focusing on a customer that has to take no inventory position on your product, don't ask me to take an inventory position on your product.
But I think where they will start losing money, though, and that they're not expecting it is in variant covers and alternate covers.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm online, I'm not going to pay $17.50 or $35 for a 150 variant just to have a picture. I mean, I'm going to download that picture online.
Right.
Would they still do that?
I don't know.
No.
But they're going to lose revenue from
that. I doubt
they
would. There's no. That's silly.
But they're going to lose revenue from it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be
bumping my order.
You're not going to bump your order up to be 50 just to get a variant or.
But yeah, my biggest thing was just the tone of their email I thought was completely off for what it was trying to do.
But
they were very.
I thought they were just very factual. I just thought they were.
But they were factual to stuff that was irrelevant. I wasn't concerned about how long it takes them to do that. I was concerned about why didn't you tell us before this? Why did I have to read it from a third party? And
no, they should have. Yeah, that's
and that was brought up at the comic.
They even said in the letter that we will keep you informed of what we're doing.
When and if we feel it is relevant to your concern, yeah, it was not. We'll keep you up to date. It was another question was interesting that they said, well, you know, we weren't quite sure how to get this information to you, and the guy said, you send us an email with information every week. How did you not know how to get us the information?
You have my shipping address because you send me bills.
Well, DC doesn't, but so it got the answers from the meeting of the Comics Pro Board with them was not good. So
now the Comics Pro Board is your group of
retailers. Yeah, so
is every retailer part of that?
No. Only ones that join in it.
You know. Elite.
Yeah. No, not elite. You just have to join. You have to pay, I forget what it is.
You get a nice
$50-$100 a year.
You're not going to push Threshold?
I am not.
What's
or threshold? The Young Romance?
You probably didn't notice this. How many DC previews were in my email yesterday?
I did not read your email yesterday.
Ooh.
Lower echelon.
I already know what I'm buying, so it's not like I
do. I go to the sale. Straight to the sale.
They're not targeted for me.
But there weren't any.
Good for you.
And
here's your new love interest. Is going to be
it's going to be Image. Yeah.
Is it?
I love Image.
What about
But I will, and like I said in my email, I will. You know, Marvel has all these shiny new number ones that maybe I could spend a little more time pushing that than Vibe.
Well, I mean, the problem I mean, is that you know, everybody knows you're a Marvel hater.
Right. So now I'm stuck.
Do you have a Sharpie? Sell Image?
Well, that was the best thing. That was one thing that somebody said on the on the message board was basically DC is now Marvel.
I was like, what are you talking about? And I saw which
and
one it was.
We know where we stand with Marvel. We thought we stood better with DC.
Right.
And that's why this is more disappointing. Right. Yeah.
What's that?
And Ascendi, it's your favorite.
Oh, yeah, baby. Eric Holland Bunn and Fred Van Lan Patience are an anthology series. I'll buy every issue.
So.
No, not really.
No. Oh.
Why do you only have three?
What?
Oh, sorry.
It's not only in power. Those three are the only
three. One.
His tattoos.
Oh.
I am giving out autographs, by
that's
the way.
That's interesting.
If you guys
fear, will,
for
and
number
59, rage.
Interesting Bleeding Cool.
Who is it?
Yeah, anonymous comic shop clerk with
Why?
A scanner.
Those are the only three?
No,
if I had three rings,
that
would be
put stuff up early online.
With a scan. Oh.
That's you? Way to go. You're fine.
Do you really? I mean, come on. You really think Ming could do that?
Bird.
Okay, let's get into this Bleeding Cool
Excuse
thingy.
Me.
How many did you need? Jeez.
Oh, that's his.
I just grabbed a stack.
No, she had two in front of her.
You can sign this one even though I'm not purchasing it.
So I guess we'll start at the end. We'll start at the end.
I don't
and we'll go 100? Quickly. So page 93.
Oh,
you know, I'm kind of impressed. How many pages are there? I mean, it is big printing. And I'm a little bummed that they didn't include me in here.
So the one problem
number
59.
We can just start with number 54.
With this
no.
book?
We'll just talk about number 54.
Don't you have a point?
Every single article that's in here is online.
Are they?
Yep. If you look above the title of every article, there's a URL to go read.
Oh, okay.
The top full interview or the online version of the article.
Well, they are.
So why would I buy... Why am I going to pay $5 for this book?
You can't read the top 100.
It's on there.
It's online.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, some people prefer this.
Okay.
As opposed to online.
From the bottom, Howard Chaykin, interesting. Not sure he's... I'm kind of surprised he's in the top 100. I mean, I like him. I just don't know if his... How much his influence is on
Black
the comic
Kiss
market. Yeah, I sell four, you know. And if everybody that I sold four copies of their book is on this list, it would be a much bigger list.
Worked man.
Interesting. Then the one person... what, of color? I guess I don't want to be offensive. the one black gentleman is, he comes in at number 99, James Killen, who's the buyer at Barnes & Noble. So I can understand his importance.
But why is he influential? They don't have any skin in the game, right? They can return anything they don't sell.
Well, not totally. But yeah, but I mean, he's the buyer, so that does, being just the volume that he buys.
That they include anything about Barnes & Noble, it offends
me. What
he
buys than what you do.
Wait, what?
Even buying for the entire Barnes & Noble chain, he has less risk than you do.
True, but his orders, you know, I'm sure they put a big look at that also.
Wait, they're saying he's the average Barnes & Noble shopper, or they're saying he's the guy who...
No, he's the guy who buys for the chain.
Oh, okay.
He buys for all Barnes & Noble.
They buy from a book.
They pick just one Barnes & Noble
shopper.
Well,
they pick
shopper.
The random
comic
store clerk, so they can pick
no,
a random
that guy's
Barnes & Noble shopper.
He uploads all the digital comics the day early. He's basically, since they get Tuesday comics, this guy apparently just takes one of everything and goes home with a scanner. And just...
We're getting there. Hold on.
It's a tough right? job, but someone's got to do it.
Okay. Bob Shrek. Okay, Liam Sharp.
Yeah, is this the one that said talked about puts out Holy Terror? I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, because that was a powerful book that one person here read.
Scott Dunbar used to be in Wildstorm, but then they let him go. He was big into the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I just don't know how much weight he has. He's doing the artist editions, which are neat, but I don't know how money-making they are.
We skip Liam Sharp, maybe, but I don't know who that is.
He's doing that Made Fire thing. That's a digital book.
But how does that make him powerful?
I don't know.
All right.
No, that's why he's
okay, James Parker is a buyer at Hastings, kind of similar to the other guy at Barnes & Noble. Chris Ryle, editor-in-chief of IDW, so I get that.
Yeah.
Milton Greep, he used to be behind Capital City. He now does ICV2, which is part of Comixology.
Ooh.
So, not so much. Kevin Eastman, I understand what he did and all, but I just don't know how important he is now. I mean, he's got that one book out there. It's doing okay, but...
Yeah, that's that kind of...
He was big in the 80s. I don't know if I'd still put... this... And that picture looks like it's from the 80s.
That's how he looks now.
Is this 100 of all time?
No, this is current.
Okay.
So that's my question, yeah. Scott Morris is up, you know, is one of those kind of indie guys. At Oni Press, no offense, Oni doesn't do a whole lot.
Scott Pilgrim.
That's it.
No, okay. I'm just saying, yeah. It. Oh, I understand, okay, but yeah, I'm just saying.
And Brian Lee O'Malley is further up.
From Oni Press.
Yes. Right.
Scott Pilgrim versus the universe.
Right, no.
Well, Stumptown.
Now, Scott Alley, that's kind of neat. He's the new big cheese at Dark Horse, so I understand that.
Aren't they the company who can't stay in business?
No, Dark Horse is okay. It's the next one, Arkea, that's having trouble with money.
Oh, okay.
So that's easy. That's interesting. Jonathan Goldwater. Oh, Archie. Okay. Gary Groth, Fantagraphics. Okay.
Yeah.
George R. R. Martin, don't get that one at all.
Yeah, he has two books that are rip-offs of his...
Out. Yeah, I disagree with that one. I don't think he has any... I mean, maybe to writers or something, but I don't know. Not to the comics business.
Lance Festerman. Organizer of the New York Comic Con.
Yeah, okay.
See, I don't,
Viz Media.
Important. Who's CGE?
That's huge.
Viz Media.
It's national.
It's national.
Faye Desmond, General. Oh, San Diego Comic Con.
There's
okay.
The first woman on the yep. list.
Well, going backwards, so the last woman on the list. Chris Staros, who I like
really
a lot.
Close
he's
to
a top
thing.
Shelf, real nice guy. Kate Beaton. Oh, Harka Vagrant. Okay, that seems a little high for a web comic, but okay. J. Scott Campbell. No, I'm Brent. Sorry, a guy who just does covers.
I wouldn't say
he's influential.
Nice guy though.
Powerful. Nice guy. Yeah, no, I just don't know how much power he really wields.
Don't think he's too powerful.
Rich Johnson, he put himself on the list. Nice.
I mean, he should be there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because he breaks a lot of rumors.
Okay, Kevin Levin, I don't... Oh, he's an attorney. Okay.
He's the guy that's representing Schuster and...
No, he says he...
Like
no, that
Peter
guy's
owned,
a jerk.
Right?
That guy's on here.
Is he?
The guy that's representing the... Kirby family and the Superman stuff.
Oh, well, okay. Kirby family and the Superman stuff? Kirby doesn't have anything to do with Superman.
No, I'm saying the Kirby and... He's both the same guy is representing the Kirby estate and the...
Schuster
estate.
Okay.
He's on the list somewhere.
Okay. Eric Larson, I don't know much power. I mean...
Yeah. Maybe at one point.
Yeah. Brian Lee O'Malley, no, I don't think so. Only because... Scott Pilgrim was big, but what's he...
Nothing. No,
I. You know, what have you done for me lately?
I love Scott Pilgrim.
Chuck Parker, Head of Diamond. That's an interesting. That's got to be an old picture.
Oh, wait till you see the other dude from Diamond.
Yeah, Cindy Fournier. That's a prom picture. I mean, she's had a VP of operations, so I mean, I know of her. Yeah, I mean, she's important getting the books out to you guys. Mimi Cruz, Night Flight, sure. Silvestri, no. Sorry.
Not anymore.
You might think he would be, but he's not.
Dude, Cyberforce.
Is late. Is already 3 weeks late. It's shipping next week. I can't give it away free. Exactly. Joe Field, yes. I'll give Joe Field that. Oh, there's Harris Miller. No. Just a legal representative for guys. Okay.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
No. Valentino, give me a break. No offense. He's...
No clue.
Yeah. He was one of the Image founders, but that's about the last thing he ever did.
I think Warren Ellis is a little...
Low.
No,
yeah.
Not now.
Yeah, right now he hasn't done a whole lot. But
relevant to the other, like, based on who we've seen around him, he's low. But
yeah.
If you had other good people out here, he would be right. Because he hasn't done much comic stuff lately.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last thing he wrote that was on time or finished.
Yeah.
Transmit?
Well, I don't know how on time that was even. This Dinesh, come on, Joe, help me, man.
Some Dasani.
There you go. Wow. Valiant, I'll give you that. Valiant's up and coming. That they are doing very, very well.
I think that's up and coming until they do one of their line wide crossovers. We have to read everything.
Yeah,
that's what's going to kill them.
Yeah. Okay, right. David Bogart, talent management at Marvel.
Yeah.
Maybe. Bobby Chase.
No idea. Pony magazines.
No, I know who she is. I just didn't know what she was. Okay, she's at DC right now. Okay. Roger Fletcher, marketing at Diamond. That is a very old picture of Roger.
Couldn't they have just been like, hey, you're going to be in an issue of Bleeding Cool. Send us a picture that was taken in the past 20 years.
Now, Fred Pierce, another Valiant guy. I don't know why you'd need two Valiant guys on here.
Well, he was the publisher of Wizard.
Who?
Or CEO
of
Wizard.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He didn't run that into the ground.
Midtown, interesting, putting a comic shop on here.
Well, they are pretty. I mean, that's why there's one in 700 variants.
Yeah. Karen Berger, absolutely.
I think she's low.
She's low. She should be higher. I guess
she ran Vertigo for how long?
Right, but you just kind of have to wonder where is Vertigo going right now.
Well, if they keep putting Vertigo characters in DC,
right? That's my question.
That's
yeah.
a weird thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anonymous comic shop clerk with a scanner.
You're in there, Colin. Yeah. We love you.
No, it's not me. Scott Kurtz, I guess if you're big into webcomics, I'm not a big webcomic guy, so I don't know that. Steve Jeppy owns Diamond, so yeah, he's kind of important. Mike Martz, Batline editor, sure. But yes and no. Yes to him, but I think they've kind of shown that editors can kind of come and go.
Yeah, but I think what he does differently is bad books are cohesive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
They ship very... I mean, all the DC books ship, but when they do crossovers, they ship in the right order. So I think he is one of the better editors out there. He's
yeah.
one of the only
no,
ones
he's
I
do, yeah.
follow off Twitter, to
oh, okay.
be honest.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
Mignola?
Mignola, just for, you know, creator-owned kind of thing, yes. I wish he did more. I mean, I know he's writing a lot. Wish he drew more because the stuff that he draws outsells the stuff that he doesn't draw. Matt Fraction, there we go. Matt Fraction, yes.
I heard my lover's name mentioned.
Okay.
Garth Ennis.
That seems a little low.
Yeah, but he also just...
Yeah, the fact that he's not doing any more mainstream stuff, that's not what you pictured. What did you picture?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is he a lot more messed up than that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, is that an old picture of John Rood, too?
Grant Morrison guy.
John Rood, the head guy at DC. Yeah.
Is that
not,
really what
not my good
looks
friend
like?
Right
yeah,
now.
Hickman is kind of a...
I have no idea what Hickman
looks
like.
Stranger looking
yeah.
gentleman.
He's a bigger guy.
But yeah, he's one of the, what is he, an architect? So he goes there. JMS, sure, kind of, maybe. I'd put him a little lower.
I'd
Willingham.
Put him off the list if I could.
Yeah, Willingham.
He's a pretentious.
Yeah. Snyder.
Guy that does one trick pony.
We like Snyder. He's awful low.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
low for him.
Ross Ritchie, editor in chief and owner of Boom.
Looks
McFarlane,
like
I don't think McFarlane's that high anymore.
No.
At 46, that seems a little high. Although, at least that's a recent picture as opposed to so many of these other guys. Mark Waid, I'll give you that.
45? Maybe a little higher?
No, that's good. Because
no?
okay. he's, yeah.
I like Mark Waid.
Forbidden Planet. Okay, that's English. Brit England, so I don't know Nick Landau. Rob Perea, Bandai Namco Shifty Look. I have no idea.
Old console games in the new comic, I've never heard of
yeah.
them. Like
Michael Baldwin, startup company called Take Comics.
No clue.
CB Sabelski, he's the talent guy. Where is he, at Marvel?
Yeah.
Mark Toberoff, there, Toberoff is the attorney, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Siegel and Schuster and Jack Kirby.
Yeah. Pendleton Ward.
No clue.
Cartoon Network. Okay.
Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that have to do with comics?
Yeah. The Adventure Time comic, that and Marceline the Scream Queens.
Has no
one
impact
comic.
In the comic industry.
It's, well, I mean, not maybe in your store, but it is wildly popular online. As far as, like, people talking about it.
No, yeah, I mean, it is, but it's one book out of how many
yeah.
come out in a
month. Yeah, I'm not
yeah.
saying he needs to be number 39, but nice. I mean, I would expect him to be on the list.
Oh, Rich Johnson did the caricatures. I like that.
Yes.
Okay, Steve Wacker. I'm looking at the picture kind of laughing. I'll give Wacker. Yeah, I'll give him.
Good.
Yeah,
he's been around for a
yeah.
while.
Alex Ross. I mean, he's single-handedly made Dynamite Comics what it is.
But I think he's high for what he does anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, covers only.
Okay, Jason Kingsley, 2080. No,
in Britain.
William
I mean,
Christensen,
you remember where he's from.
Yeah, he put the head of Avatar a little high there, but I guess since they do publish this magazine,
so, yeah, I was gonna say since they do pay for
Nick Barucci, Dynamite. Brian K. Vaughan, that's high, too. Only, I mean,
that's
Saga's good, but I don't know how much impact he has
well, he
overall.
Takes 3 years off to go write TV
yeah.
shows.
David Gabriel, SVP at sales at Marvel.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick Lowe, Marvel's ex-editor, get your act together, man. No, I mean, just he has so much power with all those books, and they need to get it back under control because the X-books have been a mess. So hopefully, Alan Moore. I'm sorry, no.
Not anymore.
All he does is grumble and say no one's good enough.
But I still think he has some influence in. Maybe. I mean, look at how all the people came to his defense with Before Watching.
Yeah, no,
I mean that's not
yeah.
him directly, but it's him.
Yeah, but then that all faded away when it actually came out and everyone started buying it.
Well, there's still. I mean, what's his name? Roberson said he'll never write for DC again. And he's a good writer. Bit of a drunk, but a good writer.
Diane Nelson had a Warner Brothers.
Last game we'll see on the list.
Yeah, well, who else? You know, just in the business. Right? Stan Lee, sure.
Stan the man.
Is he really that high anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I guess with the movies.
Did any of those Boom books sell just because they had Stan Lee's name on them?
No.
The
newer stuff he wrote, I don't think is as good, but I mean,
what has he written?
But if you look at Marvel, all the main characters that they're relaunching, they're all his. I mean, you know.
Him and Kirby.
Well, yeah, him and Kirby and. Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Robinov, DC Film Group president. Okay.
Yeah, because the guy who put out Green Lantern should really be on this list.
Well, did you hear the new DC thing? And I thought this was brilliant. For the Justice League, the guy who was Robin, he's that. In Batman Dark Knight Rises, he's going to be the new Batman.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to be the new Batman in DC. I was like, that's perfect for them to have the continuity of their universe. Finally, they're understanding what Marvel did that made them billionaires.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
And then the new Superman. Okay. Ted Hadams, guy behind IDW. Sure. Jonah Weiland, Comic Book Resources. I'll give you that. Yeah. He's probably, you know, what he puts up on there, he makes a big difference. Ruwan Jetaleke, head of digital media at Marvel. Okay. Jeff Loeb, no way. Sorry.
But his son died.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know he's head of television, but...
That was sorry.
No. I'm sorry. Andy is wearing a hero shirt in the picture.
Every time they talk about Jeff Loeb, it's like, but his son died. He should get more respect.
Nope.
Bob Wayne, head of sales
at
DC.
This is the picture I love. This
Bill
is Shanks,
you know, that's that is a little old, but take away some of the hair, and that's still how Bill Shanks.
But it is
looks.
November, so maybe that's why he's rocking. The stash.
No, he always rocks that stash, but he's head of purchasing at Diamond, so basically, it doesn't get into the previews if he doesn't approve
it. In my mind, that puts him in the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are the books getting out now if they're not in or digital? That would put him in the top 10.
Yeah.
Especially ahead of Mike Richardson.
Well, he's...
I don't even know who it is.
He's the head of Dark Horse. He owns Dark Horse.
Okay. Again.
Grant Morrison. I'll give you that.
Powerful? Not influential.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which makes you powerful in this, in this world.
Brevoort. Okay, sure. He's vocal.
Well,
Joss
good.
Whedon, no. I mean, I understand the Avengers was a big hit, but...
But now he has exclusive rights to write and direct any of the other Marvel movies. And I think that is powerful.
That's a movie.
Right, but that's still... It still is in the comic book community. Yeah. It may not be a physical comic book. I mean, you're buying a ticket and sitting in a theater, but that's the culture and that's the community.
How many people came
that's
back?
Hugely influential.
Did you see a spike in like your sales after like the Avengers? Like we're
there's
like,
a lot of
people
in talking about it, but not so much buying Avengers books because that was in the middle of AVX, which was kind of hard to.
No, I just mean like new people
into.
Besides us regulars.
Not a ton, but I mean it's certainly. I mean it got people in. I mean there's certainly war. I mean it had a much more positive impact.
Any of the movies really had a.
That one had, there was more from that than any of the others. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Walking Dead by far is the
biggest
crossover.
Walking Dead has put far more money in my pocket than any of the other movies.
Yeah.
So we need more shows.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
I mean, just like,
I'm reordering 3 to 4 of each trade every week.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm reordering 2 compendiums every week. Yeah.
Do you remember that one time that like soccer mom came in with her kids and was like, "Yeah, I want to start reading The Walking Dead." That's what it really has become.
Oh yeah, one guy from GameStop came down, bought the first 2, came back like 3 days later and bought 2 through 17.
He bought like 2 through 7. Then mom came in over the weekend and bought 8 through 17. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 15, Axel Alonso. Okay, editor in chief of Marvel
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Bob Harris, editor in chief of DC. You know, basically the same job. You know, they're. Dan Buckley, COO of Marvel.
Yeah. His name's in all the comics.
David Steinberger, head of Comixology.
Yeah, I'd put him higher.
Yeah. Mark Millar, not really.
Although...
If he got anything out in any reasonable time frame.
Well, his stuff is good. Its quality is just slow. I agree with you.
So the interesting thing about the Comixology guy is if they're selling through Amazon and these other people...
They're going to take...
That's going to hurt Comixology.
That's going to hurt Comixology.
Especially because Amazon has a subscription set up.
That
they never figured out how to do.
Do, do Do they have, though, for... Because I use Comixology. I do it, like, kind of the reverse of what we're talking about. Like, I'll go on Comixology, buy back issues of crazy stuff, and I'll come in here and be like, Colin, I need issue number whatever of Deadpool, which I think works out for you guys, but it probably doesn't always work like that. But anyway, they have that really cool thing where you can... It tracks your eye movement that they do, so it, like, cuts the panels up. And so it'll, like, reveal it and go through. So
it doesn't track your eyes. It's just smart panels.
That's how they developed it,
right.
They did eye movement.
I thought you were saying the camera was looking... Because, like...
That would be insane.
Some of the new Androids have the facing camera, and it'll... If it can tell you're looking at the phone, it won't put it to sleep.
With Comixology?
Wow.
It's
a feature on some of the newer phones.
They don't do it panel by panel, but how your eye looks at the page. And then as it goes through, it opens up. So it'd be how you naturally read the comic book.
Yeah. When it works.
Yeah, when it works.
I actually don't like that because I feel like so much time and effort is put into the layout of like looking at a full page that actually cutting it up takes away from the comic.
I've read it both ways. I like it both ways. I think it's cool.
Heard that about you?
About that? No wonder you ghost pirate that thing.
Okay, Eric Stevenson had an image. Absolutely, I think he absolutely deserves to be ahead of the other guys because I think they're doing a lot better stuff.
Innovative stuff.
Innovative, yes. Kevin Feige, Marvel Studios. Yes, and
I mean, come on, that guy.
Top 10 though?
No. Mm.
Thomas Tull, Legendary Films.
No.
Nah. Sucker Punch. Yeah, that did well. Dan DiDio, I'll give you that. You know, he's up there with Joe Quesada at number
five.
No, it's Dr. Evil. Bendis, I'll give you Bendis.
Born in Cleveland.
He is.
You know, he is. Yeah. He is. I like the end of New Avengers that came out today, and I hadn't read New Avengers since AVX. I thought he handled that very well, and I like his all-new X-Men. I mean, I don't not like him as a writer, just... I didn't like him writing every Avengers book because they all started to taste the same. Joe Quesada, I don't know what he's done lately, though. So, next year's position depends on whether Marvel Now can repeat the DC New 52 trick. But
isn't
I don't think it can.
CCO or something now? I forget what
he's chief creative.
Yeah.
So now you got Geoff Johns. Yeah. Kirkman. I don't know about that, but
we were just talking about that, about how much business it has brought in.
It has. No, it has, but...
Yeah.
Right. He does two books. It's getting there. We'll see if anything else comes from this Skybound. If the Skybound takes off and brings in new stuff. Yeah. But if we get more
of
that.
What's Skybound?
That's his little imprinted image.
That's an imprinted image.
Yeah. He needs to do more.
Like Thieves.
Which apparently is not going to be a TV show.
Yeah. Is Walking Dead Skybound?
Yeah. Well, it's his. So that was like the first.
I think it's everything he had an idea for.
Oh, okay.
Like, Thief of Thieves was written by Nick Spencer, but it was Kirkman's idea.
Okay.
Well, Spencer for a little while, and now somebody else is doing it.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. So you got Isaac Perlmutter. Yes, because basically he owns Marvel, and now, by virtue of the purchase, owns DC. Or, I mean, owns Disney.
Wait, didn't Disney buy Marvel?
Yes, but now he's the largest stockholder of Disney.
Oh.
Because of that.
So then
purchase.
He owns Lucasfilms too.
Yeah,
technically.
So yeah, he's right.
He like owns a boss. Everything.
Right.
So he's like top 100 powerful people in America.
Yeah. That nobody knows because he's a recluse.
Yeah, I've never even heard of him.
Me
yeah.
neither.
And then, well, it's interesting. I guess he's notorious like penny pincher, and that's why so much Marvel stuff is out of print because he won't let them keep anything in stock. He doesn't like inventory costing money, so which is good. Except like when. Avengers movie comes out with Thanos in it and Infinity Gauntlet's out of print.
Right.
You know.
Little glad things I got like mine.
That. Yeah. Well, it's back now, but it was one of those because they won't let them keep it in stock. It's just what we had on our shelves.
Yeah.
Well, without telling us this is going to happen, you know, I had one copy. You know, boom, it's gone.
It's gone.
So, and then number one, Jim Lee. I'll give you that right now. Yay. I think he's kind of on top of everything. Oh.
Come on, this guy owns half of entertainment industry, and he's below Jim Lee.
Well, because he's not he's a recluse and doesn't directly deal with people.
Yeah, he doesn't. Directly
Jim Lee can say, anything. "Let's do this," and the company follows.
Jim Lee has his hand in kind of.
He's more. I'll give you the creator everything. Being higher than Perlmutter.
But I don't know if him, Jim Lee, though. I mean, do people really flock to his books anymore? It's not 1996.
No, but they do. I mean, I think he had a big influence on the New 52.
Yeah,
and I think that
has
was
high callers and
well, yeah, like but it's been successful.
Miami.
So you're a Perlmutter man.
Yeah. Okay. So now we know that Matt is a pearl mutter man. Interesting.
I'm not sure what that means.
So I have a question for you, Colin.
Yes.
So I mean, every person that we would see in the top 5 or 10, at least, you're like, oh, I don't know if they should be that high. I mean, if you could just very quickly,
would it be any different? Oh, the top ones?
Yeah.
Sure.
Not the whole list. I don't want you to, like, rattle off.
Right. No, but, like, this legendary films guy, I don't know who he is at number 8. I don't think I have really any problem with anybody in the top 10.
Who did
Feige
make the list?
Marvel Studios?
Who didn't make the list that you think is up there?
I couldn't tell you.
Rob Liefeld.
No. You know, no.
Brian.
But he is... I don't think Wood has that... Because like he did the X book and it did nothing. I mean, I like his stuff. I just don't know if he's influential on others.
I think that X book's not his fault. Like,
right? No, no. But I mean,
you know,
when you're
X book 7 of 30.
Oh, I know. With right? No, I mean, I one thing I saw in the previews was it's ending. This is the last issue. I'm like, talk about a ship that was just pushed out to sea with no rudder.
Right.
It started as a vampire book and then it went to
what about Gail
I don't
Simone?
Know. Gail Simone, yeah. I'd say Gail should have been on the list. I think...
Mike Diodato.
I think Heidi McDonald should have been on the list.
I don't know.
Heidi does the beat, but I think...
What about the chick who just stepped down from...
The chick. Nice.
Yeah, classy.
What was that comics reporting site that she ran? I can't remember her name.
Oh, yeah. No, she was on Newsarama. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know. I don't know, like, bloggers and stuff. I don't know if I'd give them a ton of weight.
It has to be somebody like Rich Johnson or the guy that runs
right.
Comic Book Resources.
Right.
That actually.
Right. And that's right. I think Heidi, especially to get a woman in there, I think that would be good.
Jamal Eagle?
No.
Eagle? Sorry, it was a joke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to be like, oh, Greg Land for his super innovative art.
I love Greg Land's art. You can go kiss my butt. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
I mean... I
love it.
Oh, I don't. The only thing I don't...
If someone kissed your butt, he'd probably trace it and use
yeah.
it.
No, perfect. My problem with his is you see the same face in every issue. You
care.
See the same poses.
That's true. A man can only watch so much
Stop.
Porn for reference material.
Act of porn.
It all comes
How about
back
Anne
to porn, Mercedes? Doesn't
she
it?
She seems yeah. to get a lot of
Just
work.
Tonight. Yeah.
It's a
like,
callback.
I don't understand what's going on with us tonight.
That was a callback
Joe,
for Joe Fellin.
Nice.
Keep it up. Keep up the callbacks.
How about Colin Bunn?
No.
Jeff Lemire.
Up and comer, maybe like at 115. You know, because if Snyder's low on this.
I'd put him in the top 100. I'd put him below Snyder. I think Snyder was too high, or too 48. I think Snyder should have been top 30.
Okay.
Top 20, maybe. I mean, I would put Lemire at the bottom of that top 100, but I really think. I mean, I think he'll be on it next year.
Yeah.
Assuming he keeps doing well with, you know, my
Yeah, I like your comment about Bill Shanus. I thought that was good.
That he should be
higher yeah. because... Yeah.
But Jeff Lemire...
Like Joss Whedon?
My
no.
problem with Lemire
And also think
is,
of Buffy, too. How many... I mean, how that may have driven people to comics, too. Because
yeah.
there are people
yeah,
that come
no,
in and just
I'll give
only
you that.
Get Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have
yeah.
And he does...
But
and
who else is he influential
in
towards?
I think he. I
you know,
think
I guess
that,
that's
being,
part of what I'm
he's
looking
influential
at.
To people who are not actually consider themselves insiders in the comic book community.
Yeah,
where they can watch a comic book movie, or they can watch Buffy and then read a Buffy comic, or can see Avengers and then feel like they know something about comic books. I think that's where he becomes influential.
If you were doing a top 100 pop culture people, I'd put him in the top 5. In a heartbeat. Top
Absolutely,
five.
But yeah. still, I mean, he has his.
Yeah, he does.
His influence in different pockets of comics. It's not. Just the Avengers, not just Marvel. It is the little things too.
Well, they were there talking about like the Invincible Iron Man number 55 with like the first appearance of Thanos and how that's kind of gone through the roof because they put Thanos in it, that movie.
Sword and Sorcery, Fist.
I still haven't read issue 2 yet.
Don't.
Or issue 1. Oh, I won't. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're good. Yeah, we'll do previews next week.
I want to go home.
I want to go home too.
Veggie burger kicking
so,
back on.
We'll talk to you later. I don't want to know about that. Faster than
single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday.